Welcome to Love Spells Podcast. I'm Love Spell, hoodoo practitioner and conjurer of root work, diviner and tarot, light worker, spiritual healer, and advisor. But most of all, I'm sent to here directly by my ancestors and guides. Up in here, we're going to be mixing up a little potion of love, life, and liberation. Ingredients includes what is not limited to a handful of black spirituality, a dash of mental health issues and how to heal from them, sprinkling in a little bit of black history with a dollop of getting to know thyself. We're going to be stirring up the pot on all things black, and this brew is lit and on the fire. So, as we go through this learning journey together, let's set our intentions to awaken the oppressed, address, and digress. Let's talk about it. Most people believe that they're being themselves. And on the surface, this is true. But in order to be an authentic version, I mean the most authentic version of yourself, then you must live your life in a manner of which you don't give a first or second thought to somebody's personal opinions about how you live your life or how they perceive your behaviors to be. If you are not living your life loud, quiet, introvert, extrovert, bold, colorful, silly, awkward, or swag the fuck out, whatever your heart's delight, then honey, you are not being the most authentic version of yourself. Now, we all have been there, and some of us are currently in that state as we speak. So what do you do about it? Well, on today's episode, we are going to show each other how to stick out like a sore thumb. This episode is called I'm Feeling Myself. Shout out to Beyonce and Nicki. Our deepest fear is that we are not inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people do not feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not in just some of us, but in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Marianne Williamson. Y'all know that's my favorite quote. I had to read it word for word. Yeah, like that. Unfortunately, we have been being taught to shrink ourselves since childhood. It started in elementary school where as a child, you were shown how to do things like take tests, go to class, and even playing. But whenever it came down to competitions, you were taught to not boast if you won. We do things like hand off, you know, second place or everybody wins. I think they call everybody wins, right? You hand off these, oh, better luck next time gifts or whatever. So it just diminishes the person who really put forth the effort to win. We teach our children to not exert their personality too much, but to conform and to accept what is being told to them. We literally turn them into little soldiers. If you think about the way the school system is set up, it is a bell that rings that tells your children to line up in single file line. They march, you know, in a single file line, one after another, to their classroom where they sit down and they follow instructions for hours. When you do give them some free space to do what they like to do, like for example, art or something like that, you give them a paper that where you make them color in the lines. And if they color outside of the lines, then they're being wrong. They're wrong. You know, they're not doing it correctly. It's so much structure. And yes, children need structure, but children also need to be able to express themselves in fun, bold, self-fulfilling ways. When you take away every moment of a child's life and create rules for everything they do, even while trying to be creative, you are asking this child, in essence, to take what they are and put it in a box and do not release it, because society doesn't think that what you are is actually acceptable. Society believes that the rules you must follow are the most important, and they uphold, you know, beyond what you actually want. So from beginning phases, we're teaching our children to follow the rules. Don't follow how you feel. Follow the rules. Don't step out of line. You know, don't boast. Don't be too cocky. Don't, you know, get out there and put your best foot forward. Be courageous. Be spontaneous. Don't do any of that. Follow the rules and get through the day. Now, of course, there are kids that are going to break out of that. And a lot of times, if they're not considered to be geniuses of some kind, even when they're geniuses, think about it, even when they're geniuses, when a child is a genius young and they do weird things, no one looks at them as great kids. Actually, they're quite the opposite. They're extremely awkward. They're usually introverts, don't really have a lot of friends. They're not accepted by societal's rules. They're outcasts. Not until they start actually creating finances based on their genius abilities or capabilities do they actually get some kind of recognition. So even when a child is expressing, you know, something that is special, if it doesn't fit into society's in crowd, it is considered to be awkward, unacceptable, and no, just it's a no fit. And so people learn at a very young age that shrink yourself down, make yourself smaller, make yourself not visible. Only get recognition for following the rules. Do not get recognition for fulfilling yourself. No. Do not get recognition for doing the things that bring you joy and happiness. No. People are going to look at you. I just got in my head that whole, they're all going to laugh at you, like Carrie situation, you know? People look at you different. So from a very young age, starting with grade school, elementary school, you are taught to conform, to be small, to be unnoticed, to follow the rules, don't step out of line. And that progresses all the way up into adulthood, where it doesn't change. The rules don't change, but the types of behaviors change. So now you go from in grade school, coloring in the lines and all that. Now you can be a little more creative. You can get a canvas and you can paint and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But painters are considered to still be quacks, starving artists. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going outside of the rules or whatever. You're not fitting into societal's, you know, ideology. Don't dress different as an adult. Don't dress different. If you are wearing strange colors, the same color on a regular basis, any spikes, if you got tattoos, and you are going against society. We have become a little more relaxed in this time and day because a lot of people are pushing back and starting to live their authentic selves. But I'm going to get into that too, because there's a falsehood of what authenticity is. You can create eclectic, off the grid, fake authenticity where, you know, oh, I'm not living by societal rules, which is still a rule, technically, kind of thing. And I'll get into that a little bit later. But once you get out of grade school, you've already been indoctrinated into shrinking yourself. And then you get out into the adult world where you've already shrunken yourself down quite a lot. And you are told in order to fit into society now, you must change more things. Now, the things that were natural to you that you could not change in grade school, now you really must get those taken care of. Things like your hair. I know the fight with African Americans, black girls like me, is our hair that grows out of our scalp upward. And this whole fight that we must destroy it to make it fit societal rules. But this is not the only thing. Of course, it's how we dress. It's how we talk. If I don't use a certain type of speech, a certain type of language when applying for a job, when asking for anything, then I will be out of societal's rules. I will be not conforming, not fitting in. If I wear funky clothes, I'm not fitting in. Crazy colors, I'm not fitting in. If I'm not an extrovert, if I'm not charismatic, if I'm not friendly with everybody, I mean, even to the point of if I don't say hi when I go into work. I mean, I'm a non-morning person, but I do work a job where I might have to be to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, it's not about nobody else. Yes, I have an attitude at 3 in the morning. I don't care. I don't care what time I went to bed. I don't care about none of that. At 3 in the morning, I am not friendly. I do not feel like being friendly. It does not matter to me. You know what I'm saying? But what will happen is people will insist that the societal rule is that if I pass them in the lobby on the way to turn, to go up to, you know, clock into my job, that I am being inappropriate by not having some pep and love and how good morning. How are you doing at 3 o'clock in the damn morning? Now, I insist on not being that person and everyone can kiss my butt, but I have chosen to live an authentic self a while back and I've been working towards that ever since. And of course, I am awkward. I am unacceptable and people have their presumptuous feelings about me too. I can feel it in their energy. I just give no fucks. So once you get to adulthood, bam, you have a whole new set of societal rules that you must follow in order to be in the in crowd. What is acceptable behavior? What is acceptable as far as what you're supposed to accomplish within a certain amount of time frame? If you want to be a 30-year-old woman without any kids, you're considered to be unacceptable. You should have, a man should have chose to nut in you already. Yeah, I'm bold, right? You know, or something's wrong with you. All of these rules and regulations that make you either a certain stature here or not a certain stature there is because you are trying to be accepted by people who will always change up the rules. Always change up the game on you. And when you're always chasing acceptance, you will always fall short. That's facts. So what happens when you consistently change parts of yourself in order to fit or to conform to someone else's ideology of how you should behave or what you should be doing with your life? Well, you end up taking bits and pieces of yourself, things that you might admire, things that you think are unacceptable, and trying to get rid of them, press them down, suppress them in order for people to look at you in the light of which makes you look acceptable. But what ends up happening is that you still need to replace those things with other more acceptable, pleasant looking things. So you'll look to society's trends in order to do so. You'll pick up behaviors from other people who are already accepted in society as being, you know, who to go after. Usually famous people are considered to, it doesn't matter their behaviors, they can live life raunchy, and as long as they are making a certain amount of money, then they are accepted in society. Because remember, you can be quirky, crazy, awkward, have your own once you've created some kind of financial status. But anything before then is just you being unacceptable. And so you look to these people and you follow their trends, their rules, the way they're handling their lives, and you implement that in yours. Well, the problem with doing that is it's not you. But if you do it for long enough, you believe that it is. So you'll start to say, yeah, this is me. This is my personality. But no, it's not. You got that from somewhere else. It's just more readily accepted because Rihanna does it. It's more readily accepted because Nicki Minaj does it. It's more readily accepted because Beyonce does it. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really you. And you don't pull it off as well as they do because it's really not you. You're also often looking for acceptance in what you're doing. So when you do it, you're looking around, basically. internally, like subconsciously, you're looking around to see if everybody's like, yeah, do that. Yeah, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that acceptance from your outside sources, your peers or whatever, so you can continue on. And then when it has become untrendy anymore, when it doesn't work anymore, when it is that so last year, now you have to take that part of yourself that you deemed you and throw it out the window. Now you're scammering to collect somebody else's behavior and implement that so that you can be that. And now that is you. It's like building yourself consistently, but not really building to make a building, just building to take out, like a set of Legos. And then you wonder why you feel unfulfilled, you feel unhappy, and you're not making any accomplishments. Well, you're not actually building yourself up to be the you need to be. You're building yourself up so everybody else can give you recognition for you. So when you implement other people's behaviors and suppress and oppress yourself, after a while, depression starts to set in. Not knowing where your passions are anymore, what makes you anymore, being lost and actually forgetting who the hell you are in the first place. You're not Beyonce. So her behaviors may have been cool for a while, but now you're looking up and you have not won a Grammy. So what happened? You know? And then there becomes a moment, which I call, I'm diviner in tarot, so I call it a tower moment. But there comes a moment where the universe says to you, honey, baby, being everybody else is not working. And it tears your shit down. The universe steps in, I'll knock all this shit off the table since you want to play with other people's shit. And you feel like you're in disaster, you're in ruins, you know? You're like, what's going on? I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't have any passions. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go in my life. Right? And once the universe steps in and knocks all that shit off the table, guess what? Now you got to build up from scratch. So here's the thing. When you get to that point, are you going to build up with everybody else's Legos? Or are you going to build up with your own? Well, the first thing you need to do in order to even use your own Legos is to decide what Legos are yours and which Legos aren't. You've been for a very long time making other people's behaviors, their being able to fit into society, being recognized and being what society wants in a person, your spiel, your deal. So you're kind of confused on who's you, what's you, what do you really want? What really fulfills you? You're lost in that matter. So take it back to childhood. I remember for me, I got a notebook because I was unfulfilled. I was lost. I was feeling like, where the hell am I going with this? Like, life is not to just live to, you know, eat, drink, fuck, and go to work. Like, that's mundane. Like, I know I didn't come down in this meat suit to do this. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be something else that triggers my heart, the happiness in my heart, that no matter who the fuck is here, no matter who is here, I am blessed, unstressed, and living life to its best. There's got to be a way, right? So I took a notebook. I'm notebook queen. Remember that from my like last episode. And if you don't remember, it's in my manifestation episode down below. Anyway, and so I take a notebook, right? And I wrote a list of everything that I said I wanted to do, starting from a little girl. And what I did it is in backwards order. So I started from the last thing I said that I wanted to do all the way back to when I was maybe, I don't know, 12, and what I said that I wanted to do. I put it in that order and I'm starting from the beginning and going backwards, baby. I'm going to do every single thing on my list and give myself a timeline. Now, this is me, but you haven't gotten that far yet. First, you need to write down all the things that you wanted to do, all the things that you loved, all the things that gave you fulfillment and enjoyment as a child. Now, take that list. Because, of course, as you get older, things change. The things that you like. I really was in love with fashion design, which I still am. Do I want to actually design clothes? Probably not. Would I be okay with owning a clothing store? Hell yeah. Why not? I love clothes. I shop like a holic. Right? So you know, things have changed, or the way in which you can do the things that you wanted to do as a child may change. So what you do is you put that list up against what you currently enjoy now, right? So what are you good at? What do people come to you for? For me, people come to me for advice, which I thought was astonishing at one point in time, because I'm like, girl, my shit is not together. Why are you here asking me what the hell should I do? But what I've come to realize is it's not that my shit is together or it's not together. It's that I have the ability to see things from a leveled playing ground. I am a Libra, so I deal in scales, and I look at things from a balanced perspective. Her side, his side, this way, that way. And I always try to give an opinion about the matter where it fits in the middle, because that makes me feel fulfilled that I gave you the best information that I could possibly hand out. My information, or what I hand out to people, is extremely important to me because I'm an air sign, so I'm extremely intellectual. And I don't ever want to hand out information that I feel is false or that will lead you in the wrong direction. It makes me feel bad in the inside. So knowing this, knowing that I spent plenty of time doing research about various subjects, some that don't even matter, but over time it ends up being something important or does something for me. You know what I'm saying? But being that I am the person who wants to learn or has an insatiable quest for knowledge, people come to me because they can feel that in my aura. They can feel that in my energy. And me being unaware that this was a talent of mine, that this is something that I hold true regardless of what changes or what suppression of my personality that I have done over time, this remains a staple of who the hell I am on the inside. I just don't recognize it. I just didn't respect it. I just didn't own my shit. You know what I'm saying? Once I started living my authentic self, once I started not giving a fuck that people didn't like my opinion, people didn't think, who are you? You ain't nobody's guru, which I'm not. I'm nobody's guru. But what I am is very educated in a lot of various subjects and able to converse with people on a higher level. I'm able to tap in, baby, and I know that for sure now. You know what I'm saying? I let other people's negative feelings about me, other people's negative opinions, allow me to suppress that so much that I stopped recognizing in myself. I never really gave it credit. I never gave it value. Other people gave it more value than I did. But if you take the time to sit down and write down what it is that you're good at, what do people come to you? Ask other people who care about you. What do you like about me? What do you think is best about me? What do you think that I offer? They'll tell you. The real ones will. Hopefully you have some real ones around you. And if you don't have some real ones, collect the ones that are honest, that don't yes man you. Collect those. So get the information about what is good. What are you good at? What have you always been good at? What fulfills you? What people come to you for? What are you known for? Once you coincide that information with what you want to do or what you have wanted to do all your life, you'll see where the matches come in, where it lines up and things come into alignment for you. You're going to have an aha moment. Look at her. She can do this. And then you start to walk that path, baby. And when you walk that path, you're going to change up a lot of stuff in life. I promise you, you will. And people are going to look at you differently. People are going to look at you like, what the hell is going on with you? You're not fitting into the box that you originally created for yourself or that society has created for you. You're not fitting in there. What are you doing? People are going to have smug, stank-ass comments for you. You know what I'm saying? Offhanded, underhanded, straight to your face if they're bold enough. Most of the time, they're not bold enough, though. Know that. Most of the time, people are going to look at you with this face. And I'm sorry for the... You guys can... The people who know me or could imagine my face or whatever on the podcast, you will know the stank face. You know them. Girl, I don't know what she thinks she doing. She over here being weird and funny, girl. She thinks she finna... She thinks she... I remember I was telling people I'm psychic. Which I am. You should see the faces that people give me. No, psychic. Girl, please. You ain't. They don't say it, but that's what they look like. I mean, I still stand there like, yep, psychic than a motherfucker. And then they don't believe me until I tell their business. Right. Till I tell they business. Then it's, girl, now they want to read. For the low, low price of $30. Three card spread for $30. You get what I'm saying? Like, now they want a reading. So you have to, one, identify what are your Legos? Where are they at? What am I good at? What fulfills me? What makes me feel good? What color are they? What do I enjoy? Where and how I'm gonna stack these shits? You know what I'm saying? That's your next step. Start stacking them. Put them on the path. Put them on the path. And as people walk past and keep asking you, what you building? You, me. I'm building me. Unapologetically. I'm sticking out like a sore thumb, baby. Okay, but before I move any further, I do have to address one type of person. If you live in life raunchy and people have something to say about your life, this is not, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you because people will get it misconstrued or confused. Like, oh, it don't even matter if I'm doing me. I'm living life on my terms at my thing. Blah, blah. No. You're affecting other people's lives. Your children. You're affecting, you know, you're causing drama. You're being skanks. Like, people will care about you. So they're telling you that you're living life shitty. Those are two different things. And you know who you are. So please do not come for me. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you're not unproductive, if you have nothing going for yourself, if you're confused and lost, I mean, there is an episode for you. I got an episode for you, but this ain't it. The Legos that you're using don't even exist, honey. You're not even using Legos. You're using like, what's them big old things they sell at the general store? They're not called Legos. They're called something else. You're using those. And yes, you are conforming to society's ghetto ratchet raggedy ways. But that's a whole nother topic. Just don't get it misconstrued or confused. There's also something else I wanted to dive into a little bit, which is when you are so insistent on non-conforming that you pick another group to conform into. People do this with like religion and stuff all the time. You know, you'll change from Catholic to Christian. Oh, well, Catholicism had their rigid rules. Well, Christianity is just as really, rigid. They just don't follow theirs as much as Catholicism does, I guess, or they don't practice theirs on the same level. They do this with spirituality. I'm a spiritualist. The reason why I'm into spirituality, or one of the reasons, not the main reason, is because it does not have a set of rigid rules. Yet I've seen people impose rigid ass rules on spirituality, when spirituality is really a connection directly from you to source. Where's the rules in that? You know what I'm saying? But I've seen people post, you know, things on how you're supposed to behave and what is acceptable in society or in spirituality. If you don't get up out of here with that. The black hair community, wearing your natural hair. It went from just wearing your hair the way it grows out your scalp to follow these rules or else you do not have natural hair. If you have color in your hair, if you have this in your hair, then you are not natural. Like these rigid rules. Conform. Do what we say or you are not that person. You ain't it if you don't do how we say we do it. This is what I'm talking about. Now, a person who lives their authentic self will pick and choose what they want to do, what is available to them. Like going to a shop, here's all these ways in which to live in this grocery store of life, right? Metaphorically speaking. And I walk down the aisles and I might grab a little bit of spirituality off the shelf, grab a little bit of black hair, natural hair off the shelf, snatch up a few boxes of black girl magic off the top. And my cart is filled with multiple Legos that build me up into a self-fulfilled, self-loved, beautiful, happy being. Guess what? It's not in that damn shopping cart. None of the other shoppers, none of their rules, none of their regulations. They can watch me walk down the aisles, dropping happiness into my cart, dropping success into my cart. They can watch me do that. They can talk shit. Mm-mm, girl, she putting way too much black magic in her cart. Look at her. You know what I'm saying? They can talk shit to their friends in the back. Way the fuck back there. You know what I'm saying? But know this, as you are shopping in the grocery store of life, collecting all of your Legos, nobody's going to help you build yourself with those Legos. They're just on the sidelines talking shit. And then when you're living a happy, successful, fulfilled life, know that those same people that was standing on the sidelines watching you go down the aisles, talking shit about what Legos you drop into your basket, are going to be the same ones coming back asking you, how did you build success out of yourself? Where did you get the space and the understanding in order to do that? Well, I tuned out of TV. I stopped listening to what society deems appropriate for me. I stopped listening to you. And that's how I brought myself into a place of fulfillment and happiness. In order for you to get to this place, once you've had that tower, once you've come to recognition that you're falling apart in the inside because you are not fulfilled, you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going, you don't have a purpose, you can't find a space of your own. Once you've had to be knocked all this shit off the table, knocked down a peg, two or three, it's time for you to look at all the Legos, find out which ones are yours and which ones aren't, figure out what you want to build and what makes you happy. Tune out everything. TV. Damn sure TV. Because I promise you, TV is the main one that messes up your psyche. Watching music videos. I don't really watch TV, but I was watching music videos the other day. And I actually tuned into what I was thinking as I was watching the music video. And it was a whole lot of, oh, I want that. Oh, that looks nice. Oh, she look cute. It feels good, right? Oh. But what you are doing is creating a whole ball of envy. And these are props. They are props. They don't go home with that shit. If they rich, okay, great. They're living a great life. Living my best life. You know what I'm saying? Great. But 90% of the time, the way they look is tapered and photoshopped. Their clothes are not real. They got clips and shit hanging from the back because they're on a green screen. It's not theirs. They sent some kid who's trying to break into the industry to run out and grab this tie or this shirt or that skirt or that wig. And I mean, even some of their tattoos are spray painted on. Like, this is not real. And you're sitting here having so much envy inside for it. And you think that if you behave in that manner, if you just go out there and fake it till you make it, you'll be this person. And you won't. You won't. You'll be a fake, a fucking crock. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just lay it out there like that. You'll be a fake ass individual. Stop building yourself with other people's goddamn Legos. Seriously. Get some of your own. Go out there and be your authentic self. Stick out like a sore fucking thumb. That's facts. You've been listening to Love Spells Podcast. I'm sending you gratitude and appreciation for your listening ear. I feel blessed to have had you as my guest as we stirred up the pot on all this mess. We've awakened the oppressed, addressed. Now it's time to digress. I'll be talking off your ear on the next episode. Bye for now.